Okay. Yeah, we were just doing some tech support here. We're gathered together in Liesl's room.
You're good. You don't need to leave them. They should be able to hear you.
So some of us are sitting on the bed and some of us are sitting in various chairs around. So it's going to be a little chaotic. Look at Janine, she's grinning. Okay, hey everybody, this is the City of Gustavus City Council work session meeting, December 4th, I believe it is, 2023. And unless we've gained some new people, currently we have Rachel Patrick, Shelley Owens, we have Liesl Barker and Rachel Patrick, and then at City Hall, I think we have Mike Taylor. Looks like we have Susan Warner on Zoom and Janine also on Zoom.
Jim was on as well.
And Jim Muscoviac was also on for a bit. So I'll just proceed. What we, the work session, I think we're going to be fairly speedy today, is that we're going to go over the general meeting agenda for next Monday. And then the other issue was the hardened path from the Salmon River Playground to the waterless restroom. And also, Rachel would like to talk about the discussion she and Kyle have about the, what did you call it?
Town hall.
Town hall meetings. And then I have, a couple of things to report on. So we will proceed. And the, yeah, with the,
So this is where you want to look. So the first thing.
Okay. I don't think we've received any comments on the general meeting minutes. If people have corrections, it'd be a good opportunity to provide them to Lisa before Monday. What would be the deadline?
Tonight.
Tonight. Get them to her tonight. And the there'll be four staff reports: the library director quarterly report, marine facilities quarterly report, city treasurer monthly report, and the city administrator report. I'm assuming you probably do you not do you want to give a partial report tonight, or wait until next Monday?
I can. Where am I on the mic here? Okay, here we go. I was just going to report on the.
The only thing I was going to report on was the outcome of the issue down in with the landfill. You want me to do that right now?
Sure.
Okay. So, can people hear?
Are we getting good volume with Kathy?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, so I just wanted, the only thing I wanted to update on right now was we had Ian go down to Washington because the AML wouldn't let their workers find the piece of equipment that was showing up as slightly hot in the bale. Anyway, they found it and it was reduced to an old gauge, which is what we suspected, sort of what we suspected. The gauge had radium paint, some sort of paint on it that contained some radiation. And so we isolated that, but we also had to get rid of the pallet and some other things in there because the paint flakes had flaked off and gotten into that. But we put all that in a container with the tarp, with the clothes that were worn while doing it, with everything, sort of like a decon. And it's all bundled up. And the next move is we have to figure out, find a company to transport that particular box of stuff away. So it's three quarters done. We just are going to have to deal with a little more of it. So that's my report for now.
Okay. Thank you, Kathy. So on Monday's agenda, we have no items for the consent agenda, ordinance for public hearing, or unfinished business. New business, the 2023 endowment fund extension request. I believe that was from Tidelines.
It's in here.
Okay. Oh, good.
Those are the pending minutes.
And that is, I think that's item number six. Okay. Did anyone have any comment about this?
So this is Janine. If I could, I'm not specifically about the guidelines, but I'm curious about the situation in general in terms of the one for the GCC. Did we ever get a report or any information that they've filled out saying that they've done the work that they got the grant for?
I can answer that. They didn't. They also should have something in the packet requesting an extension on their endowment fund grant as well. Both their thing was not being able to get a contractor in time to do the work necessary.
They had a contractor on their bid that they had specified when they put the proposal in.
Yes, they have a contractor to do the work. They were not able to. The same thing happened with the historical archive, Gustavus Historical Archive Association or whatever last year. Having a contractor that says they can do the work is good, but if the contractor doesn't have time, then the work doesn't get done. And so that's what happened this year.
So is there a procedure that they need to do to formally request the extension, or does that just happen?
They did the same thing that Tidelines did. They sent in a formal request, which I forwarded to Liesl to go into the packet with Tidelines' request, asking for an extension.
I will find that and add it in for general meeting. My apologies, it's missing.
Okay.
Okay, and do I gather that there's no objection? I mean, we're not making a decision tonight, but if anybody has any objections to the extensions, now would be a good time to discuss it. Okay. So now we have city council reports. There are four of them. Bike path update, SS4A grant. Is that something you can
talk to?
Oh, that's Jim. Okay, Jim, I see that you're with us. Also, I wanted to note that that Vice Mayor Brian Taylor has joined us as well. Jim, did you want to speak to the SS4A grant?
Progress? Well, there's nothing particular to say right now. I think that they're going to make some decisions here in December, so we may hear back from them. So just fingers crossed until then.
Okay, thank you, Jim. The beach wheelchair update. We had the wheelchair at City Hall for a while. Now it's in the fire hall. I think Mike was going to see if he could maneuver it on the sand. Otherwise, I had no response from SAIL about returning it. I made several attempts and got no response from them. So I guess once Mike has a chance to see if it looks like it has any utility. Other than that, I guess we have to send it to the DRC. Mike, did you want to comment?
Yeah, sorry, I didn't get to trying it out at the beach yet, so I'll keep trying to get to it in the next few days. I got to put it in the pickup truck and take it down there. So, but I can certainly see the issues with it, particularly with just trying to roll it around in the fire hall without having the footrest. It really is a problematic thing. So I suspect it's not going to be the kind of thing that we expected it to be.
Okay, thank you, Mike. The Salmon River Playground update.
Did Janine have something to add to the bike?
Maybe Janine had something else on that wheelchair thing.
Okay, thank you. Janine?
Yeah, thanks. So I've been doing some more research on the chairs. I've had, and including the idea that the tires, you know, they need to be really soft and squishy and when they're in the sand. And so I think that's why the tires were not inflated very much, and that it may be more difficult to push on a hard surface than it is on the sandy surface is one of the things that I'm learning. But I do know that on that chair they sent us, that the whole, one of the problems is, in addition to not having the footrests, is that the whole chair moves on that back axle, and then it rubs the tire against the side of it. So I think there's a bunch of issues going on that. But I did learn that the tires, when you're putting them on the sand, do need to have like really low pressure on it. And I did get in contact with some other people who've used the chairs, and including someone from Oregon and someone from Ocean City, Maryland, and also from Santa Rosa Beach in Florida. And I've gotten some really positive feedback on how these have been used for many years quite successfully. There were some issues of one of the people I talked with that about the tire, the valves having some issues at times, but everyone else spoke very, very highly of them and having had used them in multiple ways for multiple years. So in terms of the feedback, it's quite good. I talked also with Kimber today about, and we talked a little bit though about the need for the grade from where you would go from the road or the parking lot, getting it down to the beach. And I think we need to look at that a little more closely. And I would need some help with that because it's not something I really know much about, but making sure that we can, it would be functional of getting a wheelchair from the road to the parking lot, from the parking lot to either to the beach or to the meadow areas. So I think that it's something that we still need to be, you know, making sure that it works for us and that we proactively look at how we're going to use it. But that is a little bit beyond, I don't know, my knowledge base. And so I guess I would ask for help in figuring that out.
When I take the existing one down there, I can try rolling it down that pathway where they take the kayaks down to the beach. That's a pretty gentle slope there, and that would seem to be a logical route. And I'll try it on that for taking it down to the sand.
Great. And Kimber said she'd take a look as well and maybe take some photographs and look at it. And so I don't know, Mike, if it's possible, if you wanted to get any, you know, input from her, and maybe, you know, brainstorm it with her might be a good possibility as well.
Thanks.
And then Rachel would like to make a comment.
Okay. And Rachel would like to comment.
Yes. Thank you. Janine, those reviews you're referencing, are those towards wheelchair we have in possession now, or the newer wheelchairs you're proposing?
Oh, totally the newer one we're proposing, the one from the debug. I don't have any idea even what the brand is of that one that we have now. I looked at it and I couldn't find any identifying information. So no, the reports that I've gotten back were from the ones with the debug, the one that I'm proposing.
And I'm just interested in the if you've maybe polled the public or the community about this issue and the use that it would get. I would just need to go forward with all three of those products that the debug makes versus maybe just trying out one to see how it resonates in the community and the maintenance that it goes into before putting in a lot of bunch of money for maybe housing all of these devices.
So I think that if we were to scale it back, I would certainly scale back on the baby jogger stroller. But I think that getting the walker and the wheelchair at the same time might be a really good idea, because when I've been talking with people, the walker is one of the things that a few people have specifically asked for. And so I'd hate to have to make the choice between the walker and the chair when I see that the chair is something that is maybe going to have the most use by visitors or But I do know that people have asked me about the walker, so I'd be hesitant to, you know, have to choose between one of those. But I can certainly see the point of maybe not going with the baby jogger until we see how they work and what kind of storage it needs. The maintenance information, I've asked that, and I've gotten really that the maintenance is pretty minimal. And I specifically asked whether they thought if we just had a water system that was just a rain collection into a barrel, would that be adequate? And the person that from Florida was very definite in him saying, yeah, that would, you know, that would work. And then perhaps, you know, once a year or every couple of months, you maybe do a, you know, cleaner job on it. But to be able to just have water that went into a rain barrel would be able to work with the maintenance.
Okay, and Rachel?
Oh, yeah, my comment back to that would just be if the community that you have heard from is responding to the walker, maybe that would be a good place to start instead of just kind of jumping the gun and getting multiple different devices.
So I certainly, but one of the things I think we always have to remember is that freight often, if you're getting them separately, then the freight becomes more expensive than it would be if you're getting them together.
Okay. I think we're moving on.
Can I jump in?
I realize, Ben, I didn't give you an opportunity. Did you want?
Okay.
Oh, did you want to go ahead?
Somebody just.
Did someone offline or someone in the Zoom community speak up?
That is me. I'm not sure if you can hear me. Maybe you can.
Yeah, Brian, you're real, real faint.
Okay, I'll get right into the microphone. So just to tack something on at the end of the wheelchair discussion here, Janine, when we were looking at the wheelchair, I remembered taking some pictures of the, there was a little sticker on the bottom, and it's called a Land Ease all-terrain wheelchair, and I've just pulled up some pictures of it. It looks like it's supposed to have like a leg rest that kind of comes down in front. I'm trying to get the Zoom meeting pulled up so I can drop a link to the picture in the chat, but it looks like there's a piece where your legs are supposed to rest that's not there on the one we have. So some
Brian,
more
would you be able to send the picture and the name of the wheelchair, I guess, to me, and then I can send that out to everybody?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, and I guess I wanted to steer back to the City Treasurer Monthly Report. Ben, I didn't know that you were with us. Did you want to make a report today or on Monday?
Yeah, no, typically at the work sessions, I don't do the financials. I do that at the general meeting.
Okay, thanks. So I guess the we're up to item 9, Salmon River Playground update. And Mike, could you give us a report?
Yes, and I just emailed to Liesl a couple of photos that taken in the last couple of days. I just emailed them from my phone, and I see it didn't send them as a file, so I don't know if she can pull them up or show you. But they had the Revy wheel spinner installed first, and the school kids came down to visit the site, and and they just mobbed the spinner. They had a great time on it. It must have had about 8 or 10 kids on that thing. It's made for about 5. So they were having a great time with it. And then as of today, the whole main kit with the climbing stuff, the monkey bars and the double slide, is all installed in its concrete footers, and Chuck was backfilling over the footers. So it's getting really close to being done. And he still has to place another couple of timbers around the border of it. Okay, there you can see the picture with the kids on the Revy wheel spinner. They had a great time on that. And then if you can show it, then there's another one I sent that shows the rest of the kit in place. You've got that one. If it'll get it to show properly on the screen. But he was having to go screen some more gravel for the to fill up the pad, because we have to have about 6 inches above the concrete footers. And then that makes everything the right height and all of that. So we should be done with it in, well, within a week or a few days, depending on how fast he can get those timbers over here from Juneau that he needs. And then I have asked, okay, there you can see the whole site as it looked today with a Revy wheel spinner in the foreground and the rest of the kit in the back. And so, as you can see, it's real colorful and looks good on the site. And he's in the process of filling in the sand underneath that to make the play surface underneath it. And then I've asked him for a proposal for a couple of options for a hardened trail to run from the parking area for the city hall right next to our ramp out and along the back edge of the play equipment area, and then to connect on to the trail, that the pathway that goes to the restrooms. And so that trail would be something that we could roll a wheelchair on as well. And that Revy wheel spinner, by the way, is constructed so that the kid in a wheelchair can get on that too and have fun. So there would be access via that pathway to the Revy wheel spinner. And we I talked to Chuck also about including in his proposal a place for a bench or two behind there so that adults who are watching the kids could sit on a couple of benches right on along that pathway and watch the kids and so forth. So so we asked him to consider it or to try a couple of possible construction means. One would be a compacted gravel, something similar to the hardened pathway at the beach. And then the other possibility would be a decking, essentially a boardwalk probably made with the plastic wood that would hold up for a long time. And that second option would probably be a lot more expensive and take more time to build. And Chuck's looking into what it takes to make it officially okay for wheelchairs, if we want to really call it a handicapped pathway. So it could be that we'll have a wooden rim along the, say, the back side of it or something, so somebody can't roll off the edge of it. But so that's kind of where that project is. I think the we'll be ready to have maybe a ribbon cutting ceremony in another week or week and a half with the school. And Liesl's working with Jesse Soder on planning kind of an event there. And I hope our mayor would give a speech.
Do I have a speech writer?
Yes. At any rate, we'll sort of make a bit of an event of opening the thing up, and we'll have the fence in place and then maybe cut a ribbon or something and open it up as one big area, and the kids can rush in and climb all over it. They'll probably have been on it already, I'm guessing, before then. But at any rate, we'll make a bit of an event out of it, and who knows, maybe send something to the Juneau paper with it or whatever. But at any rate, that's kind of where that is. Anybody's got any questions?
Thank you, Mike. And Rachel has a comment she'd like to make.
It was regarding the hardened pathway, which then you continued to answer my kind of question, or was something other than a hardened gravel pathway, but something made out of plastic decking that's easy to shovel, plow, de-ice, anything like that for the longevity of it being handicap accessible.
Exactly. Those are some of the advantages, Rachel, of the you know, a boardwalk arrangement. It would be more permanent. And but then again, it also would be, if we wanted to relocate stuff in the future, it might be a little harder to relocate, you know, if we did some other park design there that changed that pathway. But at any rate, we'll look at what the options are and what the costs are, and then I'll bring that back to the council. And whenever we get a proposal, we've asked him to do it as an addendum to the existing contract. So just as an additive extra cost item, and we can apply to cover some of the cost of that with our next application to the CrossFit Foundation that provided us already $20,000 on this project. And they've said we can apply after the first of the year for another grant to cover some of the part since we're spending quite a bit more than $20,000 on it, they're willing to entertain another grant from us, as I understand.
And Mike, do you know, is there a timeline for when you anticipate that there'll be an addendum to the contract by Chuck?
He's hoping to get a proposal to me within the next week or so.
Okay. Thank you. Does anyone else have any questions or comments?
Yeah, I'm curious. Just to ask, in our initial discussions of this, I vaguely remember there being benches included in the initial proposal. So are these that you're mentioning more benches in addition to what was mentioned in the initial proposal?
Yeah, the benches were in our scoping document, and it's something that we've thought, well, we might just buy it with project funds at the end, you know, because we can just order them. So this would, what I've asked him to do is sort of consider a space, particularly if we had the a decking, a boardwalk arrangement, we might flare it out and make it wider for a place so that a bench could sit off behind the boardwalk, essentially, or on the same boardwalk level, but you could still walk past it or roll a wheelchair past it or whatever. So, we'll see what he comes up with for a plan and a proposal.
Gotcha. Thanks.
Thank you, Mike. Rachel, did you want to talk about town hall now?
Yes, I can. So I just recently met with Kyle, and we just kind of nailed down our general idea of what we would like town hall meetings to look like. And he will come up with a more formal layout of what that will look like. But essentially, we're thinking about maybe quarterly town hall meetings, starting in January. And just kind of how what we want that to look like is going to be informal, but we have a guideline of topics that we could talk about. Two council members at most to volunteer their time on a Saturday or something that the community will be really able to attend and full. And it'd be very laid back, less formal, to encourage them to come to the more formal council meetings and feel like their voice is being heard and they understand what is going on in full.
Does anybody want to speak to this issue? Okay. All right. I guess the last... Yeah. I'm sorry, Brian.
Moving a little slow today. I'm working on my sloth, channeling my inner sloth. Anyway, I'm curious. I feel like maybe I've missed some discussion on this. Is there some backstory to the need here? I mean, I don't disagree that it's a cool idea. I'm just curious what the impetus was for us to decide on quarterly town halls, or is this just a given now, or what precipitated this?
The quarterly is not set in stone. Like I said, this is just a back and forth between me and Kyle about what we feel like we could lead and manage in our own time. And why we feel this is necessary is to really build that bridge between the community and the city hall and bring in the communication factor in full.
Okay, I guess moving along, I'll give a bigger report on Monday, but just with regard to the Hydro Road access, Jason Custer of APT met with the Olneys by Zoom and had an initial discussion. Nothing really to report today. There, we'll talk about the airport issue. We haven't heard from DOT. DOT hasn't responded to the, or we haven't gotten a copy of their response to the TSA letter. And there are some other community members. Leah Okin has been working on, the timeline and, you know, when the Alaska Airlines is coming in. I'm sorry, I don't I'm not up to caught up on that and will be by Monday. The other issue that I circulated was the Hunabrook petition has been accepted by the Local Boundary Commission, and the public comment period will run through February 29th. They'll be having a Huna community meeting on January 10th, and the Local Boundary Commission has offered us a Zoom meeting as well for the community to discuss this. So we'll be picking up steam on that pretty quickly. Mike, I didn't know if you wanted to talk about that tonight or Monday.
Mike, if you were speaking, we cannot hear you.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I didn't really have anything to add on that, I think.
Okay, thanks. We'll pick that up again on Monday. Other than that, I think we've pretty much covered it tonight. Did anybody else? Oh, Kathy has something she'd like to bring up.
Hi. I'm doing this from my phone, so I'm not sure. Can you hear me okay? Okay. The other thing is and I know Leah's not there, but a letter was sent out from Gustavus Visitors Association along to Jeff Larson, who was on an advisory group for Alaska Airlines. I also copied that to somebody else who I know is on the advisory group, and they are meeting today, I believe, and they had the results of the survey, as well as a plea for longer service and the many, many reasons why we want that to happen in Gustavus. So they're presenting that to the advisory group at Alaska Airlines. So I'm sorry I didn't report that earlier, but I just wanted folks to know about it.
Thank you, Kathy. Janine, did you have your hand up?
Yes, I do. Thank you. I'm curious if there is there a meeting date for the Zoom meeting on the borough? Has that date been established?
The one for Huna is Tuesday, January 10th.
Did you say there was one for Gustavus?
Not yet. It's not set up. He's offered to hold one for us, and I'll find out too if it's a Zoom one in Huna. It'd be nice to listen into that as well.
Oh, great. Yeah, that it would be. And then I'm just wondering, in terms of the training that was going to be happening in City Hall, we got some emails about it, but no specific date or time. And I was just curious if there was a date or a time for that.
Yes, I did send out an email that we have confirmed the dates. I don't have my calendar handy. I want to say off the top of my head, it's Wednesday, January 24th through the 26th. We have not nailed down the exact time. I emailed Iora probably a week and a half ago about it, I think. And it's time for me to try to catch him here if he is here. if not, email him again just to nail down those exact times. He said typically it's later afternoon into like early evening. You'll be out before dinner. But I will let you know, and Zoom will be available for that one.
Great. Thank you.
Hey, are we done? Are we done?
We're done. And is that Janine's that she put down? So just ask me.
All right. We're going to adjourn then at 6:38, and we'll see you again on Monday. Bye, everybody.
Good night.
Good night. Thank you all.
Thank you.